Because it wasn't recording. Hello, now we're rolling. Oh, that's shit, isn't it? It's been a while since I've uploaded. It's been a very long time. And I would just like to say that I'm sorry. I've been grinding in Brisbane. And I've been ignoring you because I've been getting on the dick. I feel like was the last episode I did the one where I... Was that the really full-on one? Or was that the one... I feel like I've really let the team down with dick-heavy episodes. And I'm just going to talk to the live stream. I do have my wonderful Facebook supporters joining me here. I do want to just say this is a 10 p.m. It's 10 p.m. as I'm recording this, so this is probably not going to be a child-friendly one. So good night, James. I'll see you in a more appropriate time. You should be in bed anyway. James is mum. Janet is on the stream, and I think James has been watching. James. Yeah, no. James. Come back in 10 years. I'm just going to drink into the microphone. I read some reviews of the podcast, and it said that they really can't listen to this, that this bit is the part that they hate the most. So... a big F you. Go away then. Leave me alone.
What's been happening? Okay, so I thought in order to start us off, I am streaming live. You are welcome to join the stream. All you have to do is sign up to be a Facebook supporter. It's $4 a month. Just head to Facebook. There's a little thing. You click it. You do your bits, whatever, just if you want. So, you know, I've got 58 people joining me live now. I like that number to usually sit on 69 when I record a podcast. And if we get to 69 on the stream, I take an item of clothing off. Sorry, save it for the OnlyFans account. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Of course that's coming from Jess. Jess, who's on the stream, was basically insinuating that I should do grinder ASMR, which she said is basically sucking dick into a microphone. That's not a bad idea. Just a podcast. I think that's illegal. I think that breaches a couple of codes. Anyway, to start this podcast off, I wanted to do a quiz called the Are You a Slut Quiz. Now, a lot of people on the Facebook Live were like, do you need to do that quiz? You're a massive whore. And I was like, get fucked, you dumb pieces of shit. Mainly you, Steph. And so I thought, no, I might not be. You know, I prefer, I'm not a huge whore. I don't take it up the butt. this is a really, yeah. Well, it's 10 p.m. Okay, so let's start the, are you a slut? So the first question is, pick an inspirational woman. Florence Nightingale, Mother Teresa, Joan of Arc, or Madonna? I feel like a slut would pick Madonna. Joan of Arc. See, Mother Teresa is laced in scandal. I would like to say, like, Mother Teresa would be like, who was like, so was, now, I'm only basing this off, like, one documentary that I saw. But, like, I feel like Mother Teresa was, like, sort of like, it's going to get me into trouble. The Michael Jackson, like, did all this good. My God, your music was amazing. Your charity work was so great. But, like, her morals were bad. Like, all she was trying to do was just convert poor people to Christianity. And, like, anyways, let's not get into that. So Mother Teresa's off the list. Madonna, she's pretty inspirational. But I think... I don't think I'm gay enough to consider Madonna like Queen Madonna. Florence Nightingale, I feel like I should know who that is. It sounds like a children's nursery rhyme, but I'm going to pick Joan of Arc. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay. Do you think talking to boys in public is a socially acceptable thing to do? Yes. Obviously. Oh, stump. What's your dream job? A nun, librarian, construction worker, or cleaning Paris Hilton's closet? Gee, I mean, that's not a really fun selection, is it? A nun, that's insinuating that nuns are, what is it, celibate. I don't even, like, is it? Yep. And they don't have sex. But see, like, I feel like a Catholic nun is like a closeted whore. Like, they just lift their skirt up, they're naked underneath, have a quickie, and then go back to work. I don't know who they're having quickies with. A librarian? It's too quiet. I feel like librarians are, like, sexually repressed. I don't know why. Construction worker? No, I'd like to do a construction worker. I think I'm going to go with cleaning Paris Hilton's closet. Okay, pick an inspirational quote. Sorry, I'm just going through the live stream. Yeah, but I don't want to be a tradie. They're saying pick tradies. Steph, no. Pick an inspirational quote. I care and I dare, Dr. Maya Angelou. That's a bit boring. Well-behaved women seldom make history. Ooh, that's a good one. From Laurel Thatcher Ulrich. Or is it Yanni? Who knows? Paris Hilton. The only rule is don't be boring and dress cute wherever you go. Life is too short to blend in.
Yeah.
Or diva is a female version of a hustler. Beyonce. I'm going to go with well-behaved women seldom make history. That's a hot quote. I feel like a slut would say that. I'm getting my dick out because, well, I'm not a woman. Well-behaved women don't make history. And then... pick an item of clothing. A sleeping bag suit. A long skirt, a woolly jumper, or long johns. Oof. See, I don't... I like wearing minimal clothing. Woolly jumper's great. Long, yeah, I'm going to go with a long skirt because it feels like you're not wearing anything when you wear a long skirt. Okay. What time should a respectable young lady come home from a social engagement? Respectable? Well, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. Anyway, pick your favourite derogatory word towards women. A floozy, harlot, broad, fishwife, Jezebel, strumpet. See, floozy, God, she's a floozy. I think she's a Jezebel. Like, I think that's just weird. Like, that's, you have to go, like, really out of your way to hate someone to call them that. And I haven't really heard of the others. Has anyone ever called you a slut? Yes. Oh my God, here's our answer. Oh my God, what do we think it is? Yeah, get fucked. Steph, it says, I'm going to show the camera. I can't. Oh my God, the cable's not. It says, oh, you can't even see it. It says, hell no, not a slut. I'm not a slut, guys. I mean, it didn't ask me how many dicks I put in my mouth. That would be a clear indication. Please select the amount of penises in mouth. Over 1,000. Nah, it's probably not. It's probably over 2,000. Okay, let's actually talk about shit. What have I got down here on my notes? Oh, okay. So before I get into my Brisbane stories... So I haven't been working full time now since March. What is? It's middle of August, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So it's been 5 months, and I've sort of gotten to this point where I'm like, okay, holiday time's over. I need to start doing stuff because I've been just so unmotivated, and what do I want to do? And I've been in Brisbane the last 2 weeks. And I called my brother the other day. I was like, Nick, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And he was like, oh, God, Christian's being dramatic again. All right, tell me what's wrong. And I just felt like I realize that a lot of people, like I think I go on about this a lot. I get a lot of messages from like everybody on every platform. But I'm talking like friends and family. And, like, Dad is away at the moment and he's like, oi, Christian, you're not replying to me. I'm like, oh, Dad, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to... Yes, you're in Europe having the time of your life. Just like, yes, I'll see you when you get home. God, yes, I love you. Does it mean I have to reply to every text message? Ugh. Putting in effort. Ugh. And my brother said something to me about my personality. I can't remember where he saw this, but he was like, an extrovert, when they go out in social situations, they're fueled and they thrive by engagement with others. Like, they get their energy by socializing. And then he said, introverts lose their energy when social, like that they find it tiring to socialize. And I had never, ever heard that put before. And I said to Nick, oh my God, you've just described how I feel. Like, when I go to a party, I feel like I'm going to the gym. Like, it's the same amount of effort socializing as it is goddamn exercising. Like, I'm just like, oh God, I would rather be at home. I hate it so much. And like, not in all situations. Like, it's really interesting because when I go on tour and I do photos after the show, a lot of people say, you must be hating this because I know that you hate social situations. I'm like, no, that to me feels different. I feel like I've definitely chosen to, I want to get photos with people. Also, really helps my ego. I think it's just sort of, I think it's because also I'm the center of attention. So what an attention-seeking whore. Is that a quiz? When you're the center of attention, you're like, I'm enjoying this. But when you're at a party and it's just like a lot of people, it's just a lot of small talk. And I'm like, oh, it's like, oh my God, on Grindr. Oh my God. Like, I think I'm going to be perceived as a sexually aggressive person because I literally, oh, the fridge is now making a noise. I literally don't want to do small talk on Grindr at all. And so this is where it gets, this is why I go on about it. Like, I get nervous when people message me that, like, oh, hey, I'm a fan. I'm like, thank you so much. That's so nice. That's great of you. And then, like, it's like, are you going to follow it up with nudes or are you just being polite? Like, it's like seeing someone at a sex club. Hi, I'm a fan. I'm like, are we having sex or like, I'm really cut and dry when it comes to that. Well, I'm not cut and dry, if you know what plenty of people have seen my nudes to know that. But, I'm at that point. It's just a difficult one because some guy messaged me tonight on Grindr and it was like, hi. It's no profile. And my profile is fun. Like, hi, here for fun. Hotel fun. It's hotel fun. Eggplant emoji. Like, I can't be more descriptive in the, like, 9 characters I'm allowed to fill. I'm in a hotel. I'm looking for fun. Dick emoji. Like, and so someone will message me, and this poor guy, and he was like, hi, oh, you're that funny guy from Facebook. I'm like, stop it, I know. So funny. And then he was like, he asked me if I was cut or uncut. And I was like, well, here, I'll show you. And I just sent nudes. And he was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, you weren't? This is awkward. And then it's awkward because I'm like, because now I look, well, I was like going to say, now I look sexually aggressive. No, I am on Grindr. Like, it's to me, Grindr is a place, oh my God, Gary. Gary's on my Facebook Live. Gary says he saw me. Saw you online. Gary, all you had to do was message me and I probably would have sent you nudes. I just have no shame. Like, I just don't, like, it just doesn't, I don't care. I don't want those nudes being leaked anywhere. But I just, I'm only there for one reason. And my intention in Brisbane wasn't to do the things that I did. But it was a good visit. It was a very productive visit. The long and short of it is, I understand, in my mind, because I really thought, long and hard about this, where I was like, in the future, right? Because this is going to go to a weird, weird place right now. And I'm fine with it. But I'm naive when it comes to this. So I think to just take the judgy hats off for just a second while I try and describe this. I look at, 10, 20, 30 years ago, at behaviours that people thought were acceptable. You know, like they thought it was okay to pat a woman on the butt. No, not at all. You know, and then I go, okay, what behaviours today will be deemed inappropriate in 30 years' time? And I go, you know what? Probably being sexually aggressive on Grindr and just sending nudes to people will be bad. And I'm like, oh, but I don't, like, there's no, I want to see, from my perspective, there's no aggressive intent. I'm like, it's Grindr, it's an app to hook up with other gay people. I'm not sending people nudes who are like, just here to chat and be friends. No. I'm sending people nudes who, one, half of them don't have a profile photo because they're closeted gays and all they want to do is collect people's dick photos. And I'm like, have mine. But then I'm like, oh, what happens if I get like this big career and then it all comes out that like Christian was an aggressor on Grindr? And then I'll be like, oh, but I just didn't think I was aggressive. But yeah, but you were. You know, it's like people being like, oh, I just didn't think patting a woman on the butt was a problem. Well, it was. Am I overanalyzing this? Is that what I'm doing? It's like I could stop, but then I'm like, nah, send nude. Cool story. So anyway, Melbourne, I'm like a dead fish on Grindr. I get nothing. Hold on. Someone once cut off my small talk, telling me if he was there for one thing, if he wanted a friend, he would get a dog. Oh my God, and you married him. Sorry. Carly said, basically, let me try and tell the story. She was talking to a guy. They were having small talk. And he basically said, if I wanted a friend, I'd get a dog, you know? Yeah, so he was there for one thing. And then you married him. Carly, that is the greatest love story of all time. I was talking to a guy and he was like, I don't want to be friends. I'm going to put my penis in you. And now we're married. Oh, that is amazing. Why, like, Steph, why would you see my nude, Steph? Are you on Grindr? No, don't worry. I will not be sending you my nudes. I'm not going to send people on Facebook my nudes. I mean, I already have. They asked. Okay, I need to... Okay. the Kardashians. Oh, the Kardashians was built on a sex tape. Yeah, but that they were like taping themselves having sex. They weren't just sending it to people. Anyway, Steph wants you to send her nudes. She's using reverse psychology. What was I saying? Anyway, so dead fish in Melbourne. Sydney's been woeful, which is where I'm at the moment. Like, Brisbane, it was like a smorgasbord of dicks. It was like I'd let loose in this field. It was amazing. And like, I think I've gotten to this point in my life where, I mean, I've told some stories on here, but I don't have any like all stories from Brisbane. Like, I've really mellowed. Really mellowed. Because it was just like, literally, what? Oh, damn it. I'm using my phone to stream, but what did I put? Like, even on Tinder, right? On Tinder, I'm like, oh, Tinder is boring. Tinder, oh, meaningful connections. Ugh, I don't want a meaningful connection. I want an overnight connection. This is another thing I get nervous about, because if I didn't have sort of, this sounds wanky, like a profile. The profile is keeping me in check. Like, it's keeping me relatively responsible. On Tinder, I was like, no, I don't want to be the whore on Tinder. But then I was like, I'm just sick of chatting to guys and it doesn't go anywhere. And so I was like, I really only want the one thing, which is Yep. Do I have to say it? Yep. Anyway, it's... Yep. You know what I mean. It's not the set... Like, I also don't like sex. This is where it gets really confusing. So, on Tinder, I think I'm just like, hi, I'm here for fun. Nothing else. But I don't want to be like, I don't want to say I don't want to be your friend. Hi, not here to be your friend. But I'm not. Like, that's the problem. That's the thing. Everyone looks at me and is like, wow, he's fun. I want to be his friend. And I'm like, oh, God, being someone's friend is like having to go to the gym. I don't want to be friends. However, and this is where the however came in. So I met up with a guy in Brisbane and he came over. Oh, I mean, he was like 10 out of 10. Sometimes I'm like, he was a fan. I told a friend this and she was like, oh, you're sleeping with fans? I'm like, well, we didn't sleep together. But absolutely I would. I don't care. I have no shame. I'm not a responsible or respectable human being. And he was a fan. He came over just like super good looking. And was like we were chatting and just had great conversation. I've never had like conversations with people. And then we like didn't do anything. We like made out for a bit. It was really good. That's literally the extent of what I want to do. That's it. Like the rest I'm just like, that's too much effort. Like, oh, all right, put it in my mouth. I'm like, oh, God. Like, now what do I have to do? Ugh, work. Ugh. And then we just chatted, made out, and then he left. It was great. And then we caught up, and then we were having, like, dinner, and we were catching up, and then we were discussing sex stories. And I was like, wow, this is the first time I've, like, made a friend. And it didn't feel taxing. So it was good. But normally... I'm like, oh, like I just, it's, like you don't, normally you don't connect with people on that level. Oh, getting a message. Normally you don't connect with people on that level enough to want to be friends with them. But this guy was really great. I was like, oh, I want to be friends. And everyone's like, oh, you want to be in a relationship? I was like, absolutely do not want to be in a relationship. Lovely guy. I never want to be in a relationship. Let's just be friends. Because we were sharing like full-on sex stories. It was great. It's like finally someone who's as much of a whore as I am that I can talk with because all my friends are lesbians. Oh, my best friend from school, lesbian. My best friends in general, lesbians. Fucking all lesbians. They're all goddamn lesbians. Ugh. Oh my God, where are the horny gay? And like the gay guys that I'm friends with are, some are really like from school, they're respectable. Like they have morals and standards. So I'm like, yeah, same. I also have morals and standards. Jeez, I can't tell them any of the things I've been doing. So that's why we're like, when this guy came over and it was like, whoa, you're as full on as I am. I was like, we just shared everything. And I was like, yay, finally someone I can talk to who's more of a whore than I am. Anyways. Oh, yeah, and so the moral of the story is I've mellowed a little bit and I don't want to have, like, I have no interest in sex anymore. No interest in it. I was like, just come over, make out, let's have a chat. And then it's like, oh, is that progressing into, like, part one of wanting to be in a relationship? And then I'm like, no. No, it's not, because I have no desire to do it. And so Brisbane was just like not a sexual awakening, but like there were a lot of people that came over in Brisbane. I was like, yep, your turn. Take a number 45. Yep, step right through here. Just come in here. All right, 46, I'll be with you in, I'll just size him up. I'll be with you in 10 minutes. Okay, see you in a minute. Good, good. Oh, my God, everyone on the Facebook stream is like, oh, you went on a date. Oh, you're dating. No, we're not dating. I saw him once, twice, three times, once, twice, I don't know. Anyways, very good looking. Okay. So, that was a long way of leading to this point, but I think I want to move to Brisbane. Not for anyone. I know how that looks, but I've been wanting to, like, get out of Melbourne for a few weeks. I've just been feeling like I don't feel like Melbourne's home anymore. I've also been feeling like shit. I'm just like, oh, I'm just bored. I'm just really bored, and I hate the cold. Melbourne is freezing, and I know Brisbane is so hot. Yeah, it's really humid. And I'm just like, I just want to get out. And they're like, is that an irrational decision? And so I was over in Brisbane. I was sussing out New Farm, which is an area in Brisbane. It is absolutely stunning. It reminds me of like Bronte and Bondi in Sydney. Affordable. Oh, well, I mean like a lot cheaper than Sydney. Sorry, I'm just reading all these comments. Yeah, we see this not a day. It's not. Oh, so annoying, Kat. It's not a thing. Or I'm trying to tell myself that. I've completely lost my train of thought. This is what happens when you have a Facebook live stream going at the same time and everyone is telling you what to do. You didn't think Complete Drivel could get any more erratic and boring, and then I add a live stream in, which you wonderful listeners have no idea what's happening, and I'm reading comments as they come through now. Kiki, great name. I'm a grown-up who's allowed to make rash decisions. Oh, moving to Brisbane. And I'm not tied to Melbourne anymore. I moved to Melbourne because of work. And now I don't have my job anymore. I'm a free agent. And I thought maybe I just want to buy like a winter home so I escape winter and have my Brisbane winter home. And then as I was looking, I was like, oh, I don't really want a one-bedroom apartment to have to work in. And I'm like, if I buy anything bigger, it's going to cost me a lot more. I may as well just move there because it is stunning. And then I talked to a friend of mine, Lou, who lives in Melbourne, who I've been doing a lot with. And she's like, no, you're not allowed to move to Brisbane. And I was like, oh. And then she was talking to me and then we were discussing. I was like, is it what I want to do? I've just bought a car, so maybe that'll make things better in Melbourne. Yeah, so, you know, I spend summer in Melbourne and then go to Brisbane for winter, which is practically summer. Winter is like, oh, the coldest it gets to is 14 degrees. And I'm like, is this what I want to do? And then I was looking at properties. And then I was Jeffrey's keen. And then I was this is what's been going on in my mind. I don't know whether the change will make me feel better. I'm sure it will. Or it'll make me feel worse and it's not what I was looking for. I get why Lou doesn't want me to go because we have a great friendship. But I hate the cold so much. It's so depressing and Melbourne gets overcast heaps. And I hate it. And then while I was in Brisbane, right, this is what happened. I was like, this is a sign, right? This is a sign. I was sitting in a shop, what's it? Sanchuro, having churros, which is like the Mexican donuts. You know, they're like a straight line of cinnamon donut. And I was dipping it into like caramel because they had melted caramel as an option. Very Christian. Love cinnamon donuts, love caramel. And then a song came on, a really niche song. You would have never heard of it. It's called Nevermind. And it came on and I was like, this is my song. I've been listening to this song on repeat for the last 2 weeks. I've never heard it anywhere else other than my Spotify playlist. And I was like, it's a sign. They want me to move here. And my grinder was going off. I'm like, well, there's dicks aplenty in Brisbane. And then I was like, nope, just because you had a bunch of dicks in Brisbane doesn't mean you need to move there. I was like, doesn't it though? Like, no, because you can't keep a steady stream of dick up. Like, that's holidays. When you go on holidays, you're like fresh meat. on Grindr. So it's like, oh, a bit of fresh meat, finally. Oh, someone in Brisbane. And then, oh, everyone attacks you. And then you get nothing, which is sort of what happened toward the end of the trip. And so that's where I'm at. And that's where I'm like, do I want to move? And then I'm like, yes, I feel like I want this. It's affordable. I feel like Brisbane's up and coming. And then when another sign. I was due to do a photo shoot for Polished Man. I'm an ambassador for Polished Man, and I missed the photo shoot. So I was due to fly out from Brisbane to Sydney on a Friday, and then Sydney decided to have like the most tornadoist winds of all time, and all the flights got cancelled, and then my flight got moved 24 hours later, and I was like, well, I've missed the photo shoot now. I have no other reason to go to Sydney. Oh my God, Steph, that's a great idea. Go and see a psychic. Why don't I do that? Anyone know a good psychic? Oh my God, that's a really good idea. Anyways, and then so I got to the airport, flights were cancelled, they moved, and I was like, well, I've missed my thing. I'm going to stay for another 5 days. So then I stayed in Brisbane for another 5 days. I was like, I just don't want to go home. And then, like, I left Brisbane today, and I was like, oh, I don't want to leave. It's so nice. I just love the heat. I love the beach. Well, not the heat. I just like the warmth. I like the beaches. Christy's like, ugh, just move already. Make a decision. Sandy Mac. I wonder if I went and saw Sandy. Sandy Mac is in Adelaide. No, I went and saw a psychic in Adelaide. God, I forget what they told me. Well, I do remember she told me I'd break my phone screen. Hasn't happened yet. And that my relationship would be with my washing machine repairman. And so when my washing machine broke a couple of years ago, I was like, and then the repairman that came was a 75-year-old man. And I was devastated and cried because I thought that's who I was going to end up with. I'm like, oh, it has to be. And I hugged him and I was like kissing. Oh, we're lovers now. All right. Well, I can't get a home loan probably until March or June of next year. So at least that really puts it on. And then I'm going to stay in New Farm for 2 weeks. I rented an Airbnb to be like, do you want to do this? So I'm going and staying in New Farm. Oh, Melanie, I know. I'm talking in circles and I already know the decision that I want to make. It's just I need about 900 other people to justify that decision. So it feels like it's a group decision. And then when it all fails, I'll be like, guys, it's your fault that my life failed. Not my fault. Anyway. All right. Thanks so much for joining me. So complete drivel. Your own fault for listening all this way to this piece of shit podcast. The moral of the story is Dick's stories have probably slowed down a bit. Okay, good. Thanks. Bye.